Hi, my name's Orion Miller.
And I'm Marina Durham.
And I'm Varouz Mardirossian.
We're from the Ohm Sound, and you're listening to CKVS 93.7 FM, the voice of the Shoe Swap, your community radio station.
Yeah.
And I'm Richard Sevigny. Welcome to part two of the Roots and Blues edition of Live in the Shoe Swap, here on CKVS 93.7, the voice of the Shoe Swap. The Voice would like to add your voice to our chorus of community volunteers that bring you quality programming to the Shoe Swap. Go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca and see how you can get involved. The other band I had the pleasure of interviewing is Montreal-based Ohm Sound. Before we chat with them, let's have a listen to a cut entitled Pause from their latest album, Gardens in the Ghetto. Richard Sevigny here, host of Live in the Shoe Swap, here at the 25th anniversary of Roots and Blues. I'm here with Ohm, who are Orion, Marina, and drummer VJ. How about you introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit of what you're doing?
Yeah, we're the Ohm Sound. We're from Montreal, and we're on a three-month tour at the moment, from Montreal to BC, a bunch back and forth, BC and Alberta. And then in about a week and a bit, we're headed back to Montreal. So it's been a great summer, tons of shows, a bunch of little festivals, a bunch of big festivals, and this is a great way to finish it off. Roots and Blues is one of our favorite festivals in all of Canada. It's fantastic.
Yeah. yeah, it's great to be here. I'm from Vernon originally.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, we moved out to Montreal like 3 years ago now. So it's always good to tour back here to the mountains when we can. And yeah, it's been a great summer. This is a great way to end it, too.
Yeah, it's been a really positive experience here at Roots and Blues. So many amazing bands, diverse lineup, and I think our sound fits pretty well with what's out there.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about the Ohm Sound?
So originally, as you can see, we got two CDs in front of you there.
Yeah.
Originally, it was called Ohm, and that was just me and Marina. And we went on a songwriting exploration journey through Australia, Nepal, and India for 2 years total, just to write a bunch of songs. And that's kind of how that album came about. We actually recorded it in Melbourne, Australia.
That's the tipping point.
The tipping point, exactly. Then when we came back to Vernon, where we were living at the time, we got a drummer and tried to create that kind of sound, which was more produced, very loop-based, but also very... a little more aggressive with drums and everything.
Yeah.
We tried to produce that live. So then we toured across to Montreal and never came back besides on tour because it's a great place for music. And then Gardens in the Ghetto was recorded in Montreal last year. So that's kind of the similar sound, but it's all live, just one take in the studio kind of thing.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's almost old style recording where instead of millions of overdubs, you just go in there and play it till it sounds right.
Absolutely, and we love that synergy that you get in the studio. Is something magical at festivals like Roots and Blues, where you get these artists from all over the world collaborating on stages. We try to get that same kind of energy and magic in the studio by doing one take instead and doing overdubs only where it's necessary, where there was mic bleed or whatnot.
Yeah. So just as an aside, Gardens in the Ghetto, what's that about?
We could say that it was inspired a lot by Montreal itself. So,
okay.
You know, or just cities, but Montreal is a special city. Like, at face value, you've got a lot of concrete and buildings. And, like, you know, I'm from BC, like I said. So, like, where's the mountains? Where's the lakes and rivers and the forests? And, you know, and so it was kind of a shocker for me moving there. But over time, you meet people, and we worked our way kind of into the scene, you could say, and like found this like rich, vibrant musical culture that's just like brimming with talent and like incredible musicians and artists and like such inspiring people. And it was like, these are the mountains and forests and lakes and trees, you know, in the city. They're there, they're just in a different form, you know. And so that really inspired us as a band. I think it really changed our sound and like how we played, and even like it made us have higher expectations for what our music would sound like,
right?
Like being around all this incredible talent. So that was kind of like the gardens of, you know, the quote unquote ghetto.
Right.
Not yes. That it's all ghetto, but yeah.
Turns out your mountains are man-made.
Yeah, totally.
That's
yeah.
Right.
They're like the mind of great people, kind
yeah.
of. Yeah.
So you guys are ready to play us a song, I guess, right?
Yeah, we can play a tune. We were thinking of playing something totally new that we just finished up right before this
Absolutely.
Tour, entitled Hidden Valley, and we're gonna strip it down, just guitar and voices, and show you what it's like.
All right.
My thoughts are habitually non-stop flight, Montreal to Cali, steadfast till the grand finale, conquest of breath, best death till I see, till then day by day I rally, the warriors are built to transcend unreality, with vitality I stay riveted on the thought of all the future dividends, knowing every moment I won't stop until I win this tower over failure like a cumulonimbus. Yeah, I look forward to the light but embrace every moment in every fight. Life is a joyous battle, be alone together and let's break these shackles.
The absolute vibrations through starry light will guide me through the hidden valley.
Doesn't equal tearlessness, multifaceted like a metamorphosis in a metropolis full of exorbitance. The forgetfulness is simply torturous. I set my sights on the coordinates and try to look a little deeper like Copernicus. The marvelous resourcefulness of artfulness can form an armistice, divine impermanence. And the turbulence is merciless, but enormousness is found through earnestness. You attain gain through pain, use to Tiksha's gift. Volition is the mission of the separatist. Unravel the land of shadow, float out the wind. Though with the chapel death daily, the road I travel, intransigently storm this castle.
The absolute vibrations rule, starry light will guide me through. The absolute vibrations through starry light will guide me through.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. We're the Ohm Sound. called Hidden Valley.
Okay, so there's definitely a lot of jazz behind there, both the guitar playing and the way the lyrics are, or the voices are layered. Where's that come from?
Probably Montreal. I
guess we all listen to a lot of different styles of music, but jazz is definitely one of them. I grew up playing the piano and listened to a lot of jazz throughout high school, played a little bit of clarinet in band, so I think that exposure kind of seeps into our music. And I think jazz has kind of made a bit of a comeback, especially in the kind of the hip-hop realm that we fit into. So I think definitely it's reflected in our music.
Yeah. And what kind of stuff were you listening to when you were younger?
That's actually funny. I was listening more to stuff like Bruce Coburn and
Michael Franti,
a lot of the world music kind of.
Yeah.
Reggae, and hip-hop dance.
Hip-hop came in more in my teens at music festivals, where I started seeing the power that words can have if they're said directly, without any melodies, without any fancy stuff. You're just directly telling people what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
And it was Kia Kadiri, actually, who I saw. It was a great Vancouver artist who really just, I saw her at Kamaskut Music Festival, and that really got across to me the power of words in music in a hip-hop format. So hip-hop kind of happened slowly, and I started rapping kind of not really wanting to or not expecting to, and then when I realized the power that it had, I went with that. And yeah, I was more of a folky when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Then jazz and hip hop seeped in, and now I listen to pretty much everything. We love reggae as well. We have a lot of reggae influence. Yeah. That's kind of the gardens in the ghetto that Marina was mentioning as well in Montreal, all the different variety. When you're surrounded by so much and you're listening to so much that you love, you can't help but absorb that into your style.
Thank you.